Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 621. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. It's good to be back. Yes.
We're back. Mm-hmm. I feel weird. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. One guy yelled at me for having computer problems. I just got my computer back this past Monday.
Turn my headphones on just
too loud?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, just a hair. Probably should have done that before. My bad. Thank you. Perfect.
Okay.
Much better.
Great.
Thank you.
Great. A guy yelled at me because I've had too many computer problems lately, which I agree with. Mm. He's not wrong, but there's also nothing I could do about it except get better at fixing computer problems, which, let's face it, is not going to happen.
Because he needs to get on his computer to solve the problem.
That's part of it.
Have.
Also, IQ points. Not quite there to know about computers.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to do it, but I just say not. I know a guy.
People offer to do things, including the guy. And I feel bad taking him up on those things.
Yeah.
Many times, because it's just something else you got to do. And nobody really wants to do anything.
That is very true. One of the guys I work with today, he goes, I'm going to the gas station. Does anyone need anything? Also, please say no.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, please. He said the polite thing would be if everyone in the office said no, but does anybody need anything?
And what did everybody say?
We're just like, well, when you put it that way, no. We're
I would
good.
Have said yes.
Please say no.
I need a little bit of everything from the gas station.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they would happily, well, maybe not happily, but do it since they offered, but I would feel bad taking them up on it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, $300 later, we're back. We're operational again, I think, I hope, and hopefully for a very long time to come. That's all I can really do is hope and pray. Or get better at computers, which, as we talked about earlier, is not going to happen. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, lots happened.
So much has happened that it's hard to know where to begin.
Maybe I can detail a little bit of my time in Philadelphia.
That's the big one.
Is that
a
good place to start?
That is the big one. Yes.
And so I did 2 days with Kale and Company, which was awesome. And of course did the big bike ride from Philadelphia, PA to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
What's the mileage on that?
65 miles. If you look at a map, it's the entire length of the state of New Jersey.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And it was very difficult, but for none of the reasons I imagined. All of the reasons that I thought it would be difficult in my head, those were not the reasons why it was very difficult.
Your body held up. No problems.
The body held up in the way that it was supposed to hold up, in the sense that I was well-trained. Almost said it a bad word.
Were you well trained?
Yes.
Because I feel like you just rid a bike, like a beach cruiser, a few times.
Yeah, but here's the thing: like the day after the ride and the day after that, I was totally fine, barely sore. Like obviously, I felt it. Like I had done a lot of something, but it wasn't like it hurt to sit on the toilet or stand up from the toilet. None of that.
Okay,
I was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
But it wasn't 60 miles that you did.
65 miles.
But not when you were training. You didn't do
the longest I did while training on a freaking beach cruiser was a cool 42.
Wow.
I did 42 and a half miles.
Holy moly.
And then I did a lot of the spin classes. So obviously I'm not going for too long, but I needed to get used to that seat. I needed that saddle, those sit bones to be.
Yeah.
Not well adjusted to it, but I just wanted them to make sure that they were okay.
I feel
you gotta
like
get used to it. You got to get accustomed to the seat.
Yeah, I feel like that's where technology really hasn't come too far.
Yeah.
As bikes, like, it's just as good as it's going to get. It's not going to get any better.
No.
Than what it is now.
No. So that was fine. My legs were fine. The butt was fine. The butt got a little bit uncomfortable at mile like 40. But after, like, everything else started to go numb at that point, including just my soul.
Yeah.
So basically the big issue was first hour and maybe 20 minutes. I was totally fine. It was great. Had great energy. I ate well the day before. And by ate well, it means I didn't eat anything till 6 p.m. And then I ate 3 bagels.
Okay, so that was the move. Carbo load. That's what they call that. Yeah.
Now, that is what every video and ChatGPT told me to do. You need to carb load. You need to max out those glycogen stores in your muscles so that they are available to be used for you during your bike ride. You don't want to bonk, as they say, which is essentially just like hitting the wall. You don't have any more glycogen stores and your body just goes, I'm done. So avoided that. I was also very lucky. It wasn't very hot outside. It was like a perfect, like 75. Like it was like stunning weather.
Yeah.
Couldn't have picked a better day.
Yeah.
So about an hour and a half in, I go, okay, I probably need to grab some carbs for my refuel. And because I was on like a weird bike, God bless him, Road Warrior, this man, very intense person, by the way, didn't want to ruin his bike. He let me, use his bike, and it was one with drop bars. I've never ridden on a bike with drop bars before.
Drop bars is kind of the curled under. Yeah. Okay.
So I learned how to ride it 20 minutes before the ride started.
they didn't let you do a beach cruiser.
No. Okay. Apparently that's not the move. So yeah. It was a wonderful bike. Obviously I wasn't used to it. So the ride took me about almost 6 hours. So it was a long time.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. About an hour and a half in, I try to refuel. And because, listen, with my beach cruiser, I can use one hand, I can eat, grab stuff. But with this, I didn't feel comfortable, like, really taking both hands off the handlebars.
Sure. I don't blame you.
So my brain was like, all right, I need to eat something. So let me just eat something really fast. Guys, not the move. Not the move.
What did you eat?
What I ate was fine. The context of what I ate was fine. It was like a compressed fruit bar. Like, think like a healthy fruit roll up. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And I just scarfed it down.
Mm-hmm. Did you fold it up and then just put the whole thing in your mouth?
No, I was like,
okay.
And then I chugged a bunch of water. And about 10 seconds later, my stomach was like, I feel something. I feel an air pocket.
Yeah.
I feel an air pocket. And basically that air pocket just continued to expand. It was essentially, this is what it was. Will, you can probably relate to this. It was a trapped fart.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going down and out of my butt, it just expanded in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where, like, I felt like the air bubble was like moving into my back.
Oof.
Yeah. And every time I went over just like a bump, I could feel it. It was agony for 2 hours. And in my mind, so this is where my mind went, right? This top tier brain. I'm going, I got to get this out of me. It's got to pass. Like, this is what air does. It travels through the body. This is what I'm thinking as I'm just biking along by myself for 2 hours. And I go, you know, I've seen these videos of when they fart babies. Have you ever seen that? They move their feet in a cycling motion. I'm like, I'm doing that right now. This is probably going to get it out of me. No, that's not the move. That's not the move. What I was doing, pedaling harder, was making it worse. I did notice that. Every time I pedaled harder, it made it much, much worse.
Are you sure that it was gas or was it could be? It sounds like it could be indigestion.
No. Well, whatever it was, it basically what it said, it was a gas bubble, because finally, after 2 hours of agony, I was like, maybe I should look this up on my phone. And everything that it prescribed, which was sit up straight, slow down. I was doing the opposite. I was bent over and pedaling faster.
So it never happened on a beach cruiser.
No.
I was going to point that
out. Exactly. So because in my beach cruiser, my posture is really good. I'm upright. I can... You know, first off, I wouldn't have had to scarf it down because I would have been able to just balance. So anyways, it was a trap fart in my body. It was, and it sounds like funny and ridiculous, but it was seriously so painful. Very, very painful. So finally at mile 45, this pain goes from like an 8.9 to about a 2.3.
Okay.
And good. I'm like, finally, I look behind me. The people that are in my now like cohort of riders are like the fats and the olds.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking around like, I am so much better than you guys. You have no idea. And you'll never know because I was in just so much pain. So there were four rest stops. At the third one, it finally kind of subsides. I get back on the bike and I go, bitch, you ain't stopping to the end of the race. And there was another stop. I didn't even stop. Went straight through. So you can see my split times because we have like a bib and everything. And it's like 7 miles, 6 miles. And then my last split is 14.1 miles. I was going down. I must have passed about 400 people. I was going nuts. Mm-hmm. And in my head and maybe out loud, I was saying, this is who I really am. An amazing athlete. You have no idea. But unfortunately, at that time, a new issue emerged.
Uh-oh.
No protection from traffic. No protection. So I'm going
for Philadelphia, New Jersey traffic.
No. I'm in near Atlantic City at this point.
Okay, that sounds busy.
Yeah. At one point, by the way, I had a lot of trouble getting my feet in the cages. That was something that the Road Warrior, his name is Road Warrior, is a big listener of 1210 WPHT. Shout out. He was like, do not F up my bike. That's what he said. So, and he was kind of a scary guy. So I was like, I don't want to F up his bike.
Is he your size? Because bikes, you got to get like...
He's a petite man because he himself is a cyclist.
Okay.
And like a very serious one.
Right.
And he also owns a bike shop.
Okay.
So he's like, you have to put your feet in the cages. And there were these little cages. And it was very, very... There's no kickstand, obviously. So I would get one foot in the cage and then I just couldn't flip that other little, you know what I mean? So it would take me 5 minutes to get started every time I would stop riding, which was super annoying. So at one point, this is again, the last 20 miles of the race. I'm almost in Atlantic City. There's a signal with like cars and they're doing the traffic deal. There's like one cop. And I just said, as it was turning red, I said, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. And I'm making a left turn in this massive intersection. I'm going to risk getting hit so that I don't have to try to get my foot in that cage again. Because if you make me stop, it's going to be a lot to get going again. So I just yell, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. And I make a left turn. And in my brain, I thought, okay, this big, wonderful road, and I sound like Trump now, is all for the cyclists. Clearly, obviously, we can't share a road with these animals. You know, I thought I was told that many of the roads would be closed to traffic. That was a lie. So I make a left turn lane, right? Or left turn. Okay. I'm in the left lane. It's three lane road. I'm in the left lane. And about 10 seconds after I make my left turn, there are cars going 40 miles an hour in lanes 2 and 3. I'm in the fast lane, by the way. Do you understand what
was
happening?
That the one that was closed off, the far left one?
No, none of the lanes none were closed of, off. None of them were. It was just you had to be in the bike lane, but there are thousands of cyclists. I'm like, oh, yeah, surely right. They have closed the roads. I was misinformed. So I'm in the left lane. Cars are whipping by me and I have to veer right, obviously, to get back on the cycling, in the cycling lane. I was basically just, I started screaming, but not like in a cute girly way, like in a really panicked, unattractive way. Mm-hmm. The like, like that sort of stuff, you know, like just sheer panic. And cars are just going by and I just see myself like trying to move right and I just get hit by a car. Like, and I remember telling somebody, I'm like, next year you guys are going to be riding for me and my family because you're gonna have to raise money because I'm gonna get hit and die on this ride. That's how that ends. So anyways, finally some very nice man, I'll never know his name, in an SUV just stopped and like allowed me to cross two lanes of traffic.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, it was just awful. The last 20 miles, no protection from traffic, people, just cars whipping by.
Did you get like an unprecedented amount of signups or something?
No, I just don't think it was well organized. There were some stretches of route where I didn't see a cop for 10 miles.
Yeah.
So at some point there were like lots of four-way stops. I have no idea which direction to go. It was just kind of like a guess. And then I turn around and people are following me because I was like the lead of the pack of my little group.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I going the right way? I don't know. And they're just like, I think so. I'm like, all right, we'll find out together. Just really, really badly organized. Yeah, so that was my major gripe. I don't know which part was worse, the gas bubble agony or the sheer terror of getting hit by a car at any moment for 20 miles.
Yeah, I mean, getting hit by the car seems worse, but I don't know if I've ever quite had a fart bubble like you've had.
Dude, it was next level. And even ChatGPT was like, these are extremely painful. When these occur, you need to stop moving.
Can't do that.
Yeah. So push anyways, through. But you know what, Will? We did it. We made it. We crossed the finish line. I wasn't the last person. I finished actually like maybe like in the middle, which is insane. Hmm.
Well, you skipped all those, what do you call it?
Rest stops. I skipped one rest stop, but yes.
When they have, they're just like water.
Water, oranges, bananas, Uncrustables. By the way, I'd never had an Uncrustable before. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're good.
Unbelievably delicious. So, and I just remember like it was on the right hand side of the road and there was probably 400 or 500 people there. I was just like, I'm passing all y'all. I think there were 2200 riders, and with a gas bubble,
2200 riders, yeah. In a single bike lane.
I mean, not at the same time, obviously.
Yeah, but it's even still.
Yes.
It's like a exactly long line.
Exactly.
It's not feasible. Yes,
exactly. So 2200 riders, I finished like 13 something. Which isn't bad considering I was literally at the back of the pack on mile 45. I was in the back of the pack and made up all that way. So not trying to toot my own horn. I wish I would have tooted. And after that, boy, I couldn't stop farting. I could not stop farting. It was awful. I feel so bad. There was this old man eating a hoagie, a Wawa hoagie at the, so there's like a post-race party, and he was an old man. And he was eating his hoagie, and there was a chair next to him. I said, is anybody sitting in this chair? He goes, no, it's all you. I just sat. I just farted for like 20 minutes.
Audibly? While he's eating the hoagie?
No.
Oh, silently?
No, he's just eating his hoagie, probably like, what the
hell? Oh, man, yeah, because you were sitting on the bike seat, so I mean, you're probably pursed a little bit in your anal lips.
And also, I learned later that doing really long races of like any kind, running, biking, because all of the blood gets, you know, shuttled to your muscles, it slows down your digestion, and that can cause like really bad gas and just mess you up. And I was messed up, plus the gas, the air bubble. Dude, as soon as I crossed the finish line, all that time I couldn't fart, I crossed the finish line. It was like, I was just like, where were you? 3 hours ago.
Not even if you stood up on the bike.
No, it just, I think, I don't know what happened. My body betrayed me. Well, that's what I felt like.
Getting
I
was old,
like, get
man.
It out. Get it out of me.
You're old now.
I know.
You're an old.
Yeah. So anyways, and then on the way home, I got a VIP treatment. We got us a short school bus, yellow school bus back to Philadelphia.
Nice.
So as you can imagine, I roll up at my swanky hotel, coming out of a short yellow school bus with my, you know how I always wear like a ton of sunscreen now, just white face. And I got all these freebies, but no one had a bag. So I'm just carrying all these things with my little mountain bike shoes.
Like the little special needs.
Yeah. In the short school bus. Yeah, it was awesome. But wow. Easily the best shower I've ever taken in my life.
How was the next day as far as the pain in your legs and buttocks?
Again, the legs were totally fine the next day. But what I was expecting was, you know, the DOMS, right?
No.
The delayed onset of muscle soreness where, say, you work out really hard.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine the next day, but then the next day you get messed up.
Yes.
Nothing. I mean, I was like a little like, you know, I felt like I'd done something, but no like acidy, intense pain. None of that.
That's great.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a in Rockstar.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but my tummy got all messed up.
Yeah, I did. Well, I did see your pictures, and I did post them on HMB Radio's Facebook and Twitter, and I think Instagram as well. So go follow those. Also, for somehow, we got a new Substack subscriber over our break. So welcome, Chuck. He's a robot, apparently. CH and then a bunch of numbers, but I believe his name is Chuck. So thank you, Chuck. He's a $5 a month deal, which you can do as well. HMBradio.substack.com. We appreciate that. Good way to support the show. I don't know how long we're going to have Substack with the way it's going, but hopefully it goes well. We'll continue there. And Will's YouTube, obviously, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. here. Podcast goes up at midnight. If you subscribe to that Substack, you get it early. I put it up usually tonight after we do the live on Wednesday. So you get it early and before everybody else. So hmbradio.substack.com. And I'm trying to think what else. So last week we had the computer issues. Then I went out of town for a week and like work. Luckily, work's been so slow for me. Oh, I almost feel guilty. So I got a nice vacation, went up to Amelia Island near Jacksonville and spent the week up there. Got back last Saturday.
Stay with your father-in-law?
He wasn't there. So we had the whole place to ourselves, which was great. But yeah, I stayed at my father-in-law's apartment or townhouse.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. It's right across the street from the beach and everything. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of the last, I guess, dog days of summer. Kids are going back to school, I think, what, this week or next week?
I believe so, yeah.
I feel like it just became summer. And now I can already see it getting darker in the evenings already. It's 8:17 as the sunset tonight. It's basically...
What time of the year is it, Will?
It's the holidays.
It is the holidays.
It's the holidays. It starts with Labor Day. That's in a few weeks. And then it's just fun, drinking, eating.
You think you're going to be eating?
I don't
have just one spoonful of delicious food and then you're full.
So I did start a few weeks ago, this black market or gray market, not black market, gray market.
Okay.
Peptide thing. I joined the peptide craze and got the, how do you say it?
Retatratide.
Retatratide. I can't say
it. You're like those Asian people trying to speak English. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're like crying. They can't say it. Retatratide.
Retatratide. I don't know why.
GLP-3.
The GLP-3. Yeah. So it's like the Ozempic, but it, I guess, activates on two other receptors. So it's supposed to be better. Definitely my appetite has gone way down.
It took a while though, right? Like it took like a
Because you kind of had to dose it a little bit. You start low and then you kind of raise your dose up. And I actually think I might be on too much now because I had like no appetite the past few weeks. Today's like the first day that I've actually eaten normally. I had a protein shake in the morning, and then I had some melon and prosciutto and cheese, and then I had a half of a Publix sub. That's probably it for me though today. Maybe a protein bar in a little bit, but usually it's been like protein shake and then a little bit of something for dinner and that's it.
Wow.
So it's definitely cut down on my intake, but I didn't lose any weight this past week. Somehow.
Again, even, somehow even define the, physics.
I don't know what to tell you. I did see a story in the Post about a woman who was experiencing some of the same things that I was. She was, you know, going to the gym and gained like 40 pounds over 6 months. And it turned out to be sleep apnea.
I thought you were going to say it was a tumor.
No. Well, I saw that. And I said, besides this, you know, the headline got me because it was like, despite working out, this woman gained 40 pounds for this reason. They make you click.
Sure.
And I was sleep apnea. Uh-oh, that's kind of sounds like me. I hope it's not some sort of brain tumor or something. But yeah, it just ended up being sleep apnea. So I think I'm going to get a at-home sleep apnea test thing.
I don't think that should make you gain 40 pounds.
I did. I mean, for her, she claims it did. So I, and if you don't,
People don't.
I forget the sleep apnea thing. Like, if you don't sleep well, it messes with your metabolism.
Your cortisol. Yeah, but I don't think that can inhibit weight loss, but I don't think that makes you gain 40 pounds.
Listen, I don't know, but I'm just going by what the story said, and I found it familiar. Just because.
Wiener dog, you know, and he's like.
I don't know, but I think I'm going to get a at-home sleep apnea test.
Probably just ask your wife.
Well, she says yes. Okay. In fact, it's my snoring is so I feel really bad about it. And it's like not something I can control, but it makes me feel bad about myself that I snore. Because it's kind of like in a way, I don't want to use the word, but it's assault of a certain kind. Not like a sexual assault, but kind of. You're imposing your will on somebody else, not knowingly. You know, and there's nothing I can do about it necessarily either.
This is the life I live, Will.
So
preaching to the choir.
But it was so bad that we went and got her earplugs custom made that go into your ear. She went to an audiologist to get earplugs.
I love how she has to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
But not you.
Well, I'll go to the doctor. I'm gonna go to my at-home sleep apnea kit and then go from there. I don't know if I can. You got to buy a machine, I think. I really don't want to do a CPAP, though. Not looking forward to that. That just seems like a real pain. And then to travel with it. Don't they have something they can drill into your neck or something now?
Like that would just be hook more it up? Convenient for you.
It would kind of be more
like
convenient.
Have a tracheotomy and just have like a
yes. pipe. And then I could just plug the pipe in at night.
Yeah.
And then take it out and like fold the skin over during the day.
Yeah.
So it's good to go. I don't think that exists yet, but. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll say this, though. I do get panicked when me and my partner are like, let's just say, in a hotel room. Let me give you a great example. Your wedding. I said, listen, partner, we're going to do this trip. I'm like, you have to bring your CPAP and you have to use it.
Such a pain.
You have to use it.
To and bring it with
he
you.
He obliged. He agreed.
Yeah.
And he wore it most of the night. But at some point, I understand if there's too much condensation, it basically like waterboards you.
Yeah.
And so it was the morning of your wedding. And it was probably about 6 a.m., which was too early for me to be waking up. I wake up to the sound of snoring. And the way the snoring is annoying is like it would be better if he snored like this.
Well, that's almost kind of like brown
white noise.
Brown noise.
Yeah. Brown noise, that's white noise, bad. Whatever. But this is what it is. It goes. I can hear him choking.
Yeah.
I can hear him choking. And then my brain anticipates the. And then he wakes up because he's like, what the hell was that? Right.
Yeah.
And then so. We wake up at 6 a.m. I wake up to the sound of snoring and I was like in a blind rage and I go, hey, your CPAP. And he goes, yeah. And then, you know, falls asleep immediately. And then I just went and I just go, if I'm awake, you're awake. If I'm awake, you're awake. I just kept repeating myself and he got so mad. He got up and left. And then I went back to sleep.
I mean, it might be something to look into. Go to an audiologist to get earplugs.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
They were like $300, I think. Custom made. They shot like this goo in her ear.
Oh, like a perfect mold.
It's like a perfect mold. Canal. Totally blocks out.
You know what's probably going to help your sleep apnea?
What?
Losing weight.
Yeah. Well, I still got a long way to go. I mean, I am down. I'm not bragging, but from my last doctor visit 6 months ago, 25 pounds.
That's phenomenal.
So that's good.
That's fantastic. That's good. Do you feel any better, different?
Yeah.
You feel it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I felt it more, but yeah, I could definitely tell the difference.
Okay.
Some of my clothes are fitting better. And I mean, there's still 2X shirts. So when I get into an XL again, I'll feel better, I think. But yeah, it's good. It's going good. I have to get a surgery, though, in a few weeks for my eye. I still have, of you may remember.
Yeah, it's still inflamed.
Yeah. So I have to get, I got my pet insurance that I have for me to overturn their denial. So I'm going to get that surgery in a few weeks. And I heard that you cannot take GLPs while going under anesthesia, which I'm glad I looked that up. Something about, you know, you can, what's the word? I can't say this word. I feel like that's might be it, but like, yeah, potentially. Yeah. You could clog your airway. Yeah. So you can't
sleep like Elvis.
Well, we spent the first half hour talking about, farts, and we have more fart stuff that we might talk about on the other side. I do want to talk about Anthony Fauci testifying and how enraging that was. Yeah. Well, so we'll talk about that in extra time. So we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Go sign up for the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, and the YouTube, willsyoutube.com. And we'll see you next week. Stay tuned. I believe the jazz show is up next. Frank Rivera rocking. All right. See you later.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.